You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
It's 3 a.m. The world is quiet, but maybe your mind isn't. Maybe you're lying awake, carrying a worry you can't shake. Maybe tonight feels a little heavier than most. You don't have to face the darkness alone. You're in the Night Watch. Good morning. The Amplified Bible says, when I remember you on my bed, I meditate and thoughtfully focus on you in the night watches. Hi, we're Kenny and Shannon McMiller. It's 3 o'clock and you are in the Night Watch. We are in the Night Watch when things get heavy. Maybe you feel like David right now. Through the Bible, there's a minister from Through the Bible. His name is Pastor Paul. He's in Ontario, Canada. And he did a study on Psalm 63, and I took notes from it. And that's where we're going to begin our introduction to you of the ministry, the Night Watches. Amen. So, yeah, Kenny, go ahead and greet the people.
Well, praise the Lord. Good, glad to be here with you today. You know, we're excited about this particular program because we want to encourage you that even when things are at your end, your wit's end, then you have a hope. You know, and that's what God said in Isaiah 29:11. He said, "I know the hope. I know the. Oh my gosh!
Are you talking about the plans?
I know the plans.
There we go.
I know the plans that I have for you. There is it's a hope and a future.
Yes.
Amen. In Christ, we have a hope and a future. Amen.
Amen. So let's talk about where we are in the night watches. Where are we at 3 o'clock in the morning? Why are we up at 3 o'clock in the morning? Well, Psalm 63:1 says, a psalm of David, when he was in the wilderness of Judah. Do you feel like you're in a wilderness right now? But what exactly is a wilderness? Let's talk about it some more from 1 Samuel 23:14-15. And David stayed in the wilderness strongholds, the wilderness strongholds. Now, that's one thing that a description of the wilderness, that there are strongholds there.
Amen. And in those strongholds, we oftentimes get caught up in our thoughts. You know, rather than regulate our thoughts in the right way, we end up rehearsing the same thing over and over and over again. And, you know, and eventually you're going to start believing what you're saying to yourself.
And there's a stronghold.
Yes.
Yes. He says, and David stayed in the wilderness strongholds and in the hill country of the wilderness of Ziph. Day after day, Saul searched for him, but God would not deliver David into his hand.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, if you focus on Jesus, you know, he won't allow your enemy to get a hold of
you. Amen.
You know, he will keep you, hallelujah, as you keep your mind on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace.
Perfect.
He'll have you watching out. You'll see things that you weren't even paying attention to originally.
Amen. You'll see him. It says, while David was in Horesh in the wilderness of Ziph, he saw that Saul had come out to take his life.
Well, your enemy will seek you out. And if you allow him, he will find you.
He'll take you out. That's his job. And he's good at it.
Hallelujah.
He's good at it. But we've got to be even better at it. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus is better at it. The Bible says that Satan comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus says,
I come that you may have life. And that more
abundant. More abundant.
Abundant life. Do you know what that looked like? Can you understand what that entails? That means that long as you're stepping in faith, your life, no matter which way it goes, good or bad, you're going to be an overcomer.
Yes, more than conquerors.
Oh, yes.
Because he's already conquered for us, and
yes,
we just piggybacking on with him, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, the thing that when I first began to lose my sight, and the very last thing that I saw with my physical eyes was this scripture in 1 Corinthians 9:25. It said, there are many in the race, but only one gets the prize. Run that you might win. That's what God wants us to do. That's what he instructed me to do. Run in such a way that I that I win.
Yeah, and complete your race.
I complete my race.
And
that's
you can't complete your race when you're wallowing in whatever is wrong in this life. And there will be things wrong with this life. There will always be something wrong in this life.
Oh, yeah.
We have to choose to focus on what it takes for me to win the prize. What would it take for me to survive and to face another day?
I used
to say that. I'm like, Jesus knew that these people were after him every day. How on earth did he step out of bed and step out the door knowing that they were after him, and yet he did. He did every day.
Amen. But the Bible says he learned obedience through the things that he suffered.
Amen. Can you learn obedience through the things that you suffered?
Oh, yeah. Because not only that, but in that same passage, it told me how to go about in my day. Now, he said, don't just swing at the air. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Go in with purpose.
I like what you just said. He says, I just lost it.
Oh, by swinging at the air?
Before that, we were talking about learning obedience.
Oh, learning obedience. Okay.
In the troubles that we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, don't just not go that direction again because it's negative consequences,
mm-hmm.
but learn obedience.
Yeah.
It's like, now, God, I'm going to follow you. Now, mm-hmm. God, I'm going to do it your way.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to avoid situations,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to do it your way.
Amen.
And walk your path.
Amen. And what I learned through that was, what I got out of that was character.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, I used to be a certain way. I had a certain mindset. But then when I started embracing the word of God, it changed the way I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It built me up where I was torn down. It words that used to come at me, you know, looking for a place to land, as the Proverbs say.
Yes.
You know. And I just paraphrased that, but those words now bounce off of me. They don't land. They
mm-hmm.
don't land on
mm-hmm.
me anymore. You know what I'm saying? Now I look up instead of looking down.
Amen.
Oh yeah. Don't think I don't have a mindset to look up because I'm blind.
Mm.
Uh-huh. That's the only way to go. It's more room up than it is down.
It's also limitless going up. There's a limit when you're going down. The land will stop you. The earth will stop you, but going up,
yeah,
it's limitless.
You get through the atmosphere, you're in space.
Amen. 1 Samuel 26, verses 2 through 3 says, so accompanied by 3,000 chosen men of Israel, went down to the wilderness of Ziph to search for David there.
Mm-hmm.
Saul camped beside the road at the hill of Hachilah. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Mm-hmm.
Opposite Jeshimon, but David was living in the wilderness when he realized that Saul had followed him there.
And so what do your wilderness look like? What is it that you're facing right now at this moment? And what do you do about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you do about it? Well, what David did, David had it. He put his trust in God, you know. He is out there in the wilderness. He really have an idea where he was going, but he was trusting God the whole way. That's the first thing you do, is put your trust in God and have faith that God will deliver you.
Amen. Amen. Having the faith that God will deliver you, and the only way you have that faith is that you know that he is a deliverer.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So let's go back to the study here. It says, being in the wilderness, what does that look like? Being in the wilderness may be the result of losing someone we love.
Well,
death or broken relationship may have you up right now at 3 a.m, and that's a wilderness. It may be the result of an extended time of illness. It may be a loss of a job, losing the ability to sustain yourself. It may be a change of life that's big or overwhelming. It may even lead to unbelief. How about that? That's the biggest thing. Now, we might trip, we might fall, we might be discouraged, we might be mad, we might be frustrated, but don't ever let it lead you to unbelief.
Yeah.
And when you do get there, there's a prayer. What's that prayer, Kenny?
Oh.
About unbelief? Lord, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I believe. Help my unbelief.
There you go.
I drew a blank there, just a senior moment.
Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. And
that's
he is
right.
So able. He's so willing and able. Mm-hmm. God does not mind your questions. He's not offended by it. You won't throw him off his throne or tilt him over. He won't jump up shocked.
That's right.
Because you said something or asked something weird or you question him and mm-hmm. what's going on. Yeah, amen.
A lot of times people, when they're going through, the first thing they want to do is get mad at God.
Mm.
You know, but God ain't the one doing that to you. But he'll take that situation and turn it around for your good.
Yes,
amen.
Always.
Always.
Glory to God. Another thing about the wilderness is it can make you feel isolated from other people or mm-hmm. even from God. But that's just a feeling, right?
Yes.
One thing about this marriage, we say we do not go by our feelings.
Mm-mm.
We do not go by our feelings.
And divorce is not an option.
And divorce is not an option.
That's
when
right.
this recording airs, it should be on September 5th. We will be
married 40 years
on September
Yay!
6th. Yay!
Hey.
And I tell people the key to our marriage is I move the furniture when he tried to leave me.
Mm-hmm. But I go along with the game, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to go nowhere.
Glory to God. So you don't want to feel isolated. And remember, mm-hmm. that's just a feeling. That is not who you are. Mm-hmm. We do not operate in feelings, right? You
that's
cannot
right.
operate. Don't do it. It will destroy you. Your feelings will play tricks on you. Your mm-hmm. feelings will take you further than you want to go and keep you longer than you want to stay. Amen?
That's right. And you can't allow your thoughts to go all willy-nilly. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? You can't just let them run rapid and wild and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that you got to bring every thought into subjection.
Yes.
You know, you got to bring that thing into the obedience of Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
When you do that, new life begins.
Right. If your feelings are not saying what the Word of God says, and the only way you know what the Word of God says, you got to open your Bible and read it. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Get out of your feelings and get into a Bible.
Mm.
Glory to God. The wilderness is not enjoyable.
Mm-mm.
It's not enjoyable. The wilderness comes with all kinds of challenges. And
yeah.
the biggest challenge is that you being able to keep believing God, to keep standing, to keep moving forward, although it's rough, although it's hard, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen?
Amen. I remember a time when I first was going blind and everything. You know, I was so trying to do things the right way, and it just seemed like it just kept going haywire, you know, just started going down a bad slope or something, you know. And I looked up one day in my prayer, and I said to God, when I was in the world, I knew where things were.
Mm-hmm.
I knew how to get those things. But you asking me to trust you, and, you know, and I'm struggling with it right now. And you know what he said to me? He brought me back to the scripture that he gave me. There are many in the race,
mm-hmm.
but only one gets
the prize.
Prize.
Stay in the race.
Yeah.
You got to stay in the race, first
stay
of all.
In the race.
First
it
of all, you
got
to stay in the race.
Swift.
Exactly.
You know, but he that endured to the end.
To the end.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to endure to the end with one hand. What do they say? If your hand is sinned against you, cut it off. Your eyes offended you, pluck them out. You may not go fully embodied, but get there, okay?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Ah, praise the Lord. I'm telling you.
That is,
you know, that is encouraging.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? No matter what you're going through, you got to just keep, you got to hang on in there.
That's right. Keep the faith
yes.
and hang in there. And remember, he will keep you in perfect peace as your mind is stayed on him.
Yes. So God bless you. And until next time, hang in there.
Hang on in there. It's a song, say, right?
Yeah.
You can make it. You can
yes.
make it. We all have, and you will too.
Amen, amen, amen.
And just like that, the Night Watch comes to an end. We would love to hear from you at nightwatchmen89.9@gmail.com. You can also support this ministry through Cash App for #PastorsMac. That's Pastors M-A-C. Remember, weeping may endure for a night, but joy always comes in the morning. To listen again to this program, look for us in the archives at WCNO.com.